Hi, everyone. My name is Matt Mason, and today I'm here to talk to you about SSIS in SQL Server 2016. There's a lot of great, fantastic new features in SQL Server 2016 for SSIS. It's probably one of the biggest releases that we've had since SQL Server 2014. There's lots of great stuff, and today I'm going to show you one of my favorite features, which is about the new custom logging levels that we've added to the SSIS catalog. So before we go into that specific feature, I'll just call out some of the high-level stuff that's going into SSIS and SQL Server 2016. So on the manageability side, we have long-time customer asks, such as incremental project deployment, lets you deploy a package at a time from SSDT. We have error column name support that makes it a lot easier to see what the name of columns are on your error outputs in the data flow. Definitely a long-time feature. We've expanded our connectivity. There's a new Azure Storage connection pack that gives you a number of new tasks and data flow components for accessing Azure. There's some HD Insight tasks that lets you orchestrate stuff on HD Insight on Hadoop, bringing your Hadoop clusters up and down. There's also general Hadoop tasks that works with other distributions of Hadoop and some HD Insight connectors. On the usability front, people will be very happy to see that there's a, now that SSDT BI now supports multiple versions of SSIS. So with the latest version of SSDT, you can actually develop and deploy SSIS packages for SQL 2012, as well as SQL 2014. There's some overall designer improvements, lots of bug fixes, it's a lot easier to install. You can install SSIS by itself now. You don't have to download the entire SSDT BI distribution. It becomes a lot easier to install. There's some new package templating features, so it lets you actually create package templates within SSDT. And finally, on the SSIS catalog side, there's some performance improvements, and also the feature that I'm going to show today, the custom logging levels. So let's drill into that a little bit. So this is actually something that people have asked for since the catalog was released in SQL Server 2012. So one of the big advantages of the SSIS catalog is that you don't have to configure individual loggers for your SSIS packages. You can simply set and enable logging directly on the server, and it will automatically apply to all the packages that you run there. By default, the catalog has four different levels. So basic, performance, none, and then verbose. One of the issues is that sometimes, depending on your execution scenarios, you may want more or less logging enabled for certain levels. And the current SSIS logging levels were pretty much rigid within SSIS catalog. Now there's this new feature. You can actually add a new custom level. And this is the demo that I'll show in just a bit. We've also added a new log reader role. So previously, to read the logs, you needed fairly high privileges within the SSIS catalog. And now there's a separate log reader role that lets you access the logs, which is great if you're building a reporting solution on top. You can add a low privilege user to this role, and they'll be able to access all the logs in the database. So I'm going to go demo just before I kick into it. Let me give you a little bit of background. So this was actually a scenario that I used internally. I was helping out an internal team, Microsoft. Lots of teams at Microsoft use SQL Server Integration Services. And they were having an issue that their package ran fine in their development environment, their test environment, and ran in a matter of seconds. But when they deployed to production, the package was taking almost 30 minutes to execute. And they were having trouble figuring out exactly what the issue was. So we actually went through this process with the custom logging levels and did some reporting on SSIS DB to determine what their error was and go into it from there. So I sort of recreated that scenario through, and I'll walk through that in the demo. So what we have here is an SSIS package that replicates the scenario that I was talking about before. As you see, it's actually a really simple data flow. What we have is a source component that's generating some rows. It goes down to a lookup component. It's doing a simple derive column. And for demo purposes, I'm just pumping it out to a row count. Now, again, what the customer was seeing is that this package ran absolutely fine on their local dev machine, but when it went to production, they were hitting, it was taking about half an hour versus seconds on their dev machine. So what I'm going to start by doing is deploying this entire solution to my SSIS catalog. So bring up the Solution Explorer, click on Deploy. It's going to bring up the deployment wizard. I've previously deployed this, so all the paths are filled in by default. Click Next, click Deploy. That's going to go out, and now I have deployed. I'm going to go over to the SSIS catalog in Management Studio. I see here that I have my SSISDB already configured. Here's my performance demo folder that I deployed to, and my project. And the package I am going to test with today is this import package. But before I actually run, I'm going to show the new option in SQL Server 2016, which is this customized logging level option. If you right-click on the SSISDB, the SSIS catalog, you can see there's the customized logging level option. Clicking on that will bring up this new dialog. What I'm going to do here is click Create to create a new demo logging level. And what I have an option to create it from an existing logging level. And so here I see all my existing logging levels. So what I'm going to do is create it based on performance because I want to capture the default performance events that let me trace the pipeline performance. But I'd also like to include some additional performance or some additional statistics and events in my logging. So when I click OK, it's going to create default logging for me. So now I have my new logging level, and I can click on the statistics and the events windows, and I can see what gets captured. And so just for reference, I've created a copy of the basic logging level. And here you can see some of the differences. In basic logging, we capture a lot of the on pre-execute, a lot of post-execute messages. You see a lot of these are being captured. With the performance logging, we don't capture any of those. We actually just capture the warning and on error events. For my purposes, I actually don't want to capture any of the warnings, but I will care about errors in case something fails. Now, the statistics is where it gets very interesting for debugging purposes. So you see, by default, the performance logging level captures executable, so that's the tasks, and it captures the data flow components. There's also this option to capture component data flow volume. Now, this is actually going to give me the number of rows that pass through each of the paths in my data flow, which is a very useful piece of information that I might want to pick up, not just for when I'm debugging, but actually all the time. So I'm going to select that. So now I've created my custom logging level that's going to capture all these different statistics and only give me errors versus the basic logging, which would have given me all of the events. So I'm going to save that. I'm going to close this dialog. Now, when I go to run my package, so I'm going to right-click and execute my the package that I want to run. On the Advanced tab, I can select my logging level down here. I can select the last option, which is selecting a customized logging level, and I can click on the logging level that I just created here. Okay. Everything looks good. I'll click OK. This is going to kick off the package, tell me to bring up the overview report. It's going to show me my progress, and I can see that the package is running. Okay, so while this package is actually running, I will show a couple of other things. One of the things I can do with SSISDB, and one of the most powerful features of SSISDB, is that I can set a default logging level for my entire server. So if I click Properties on the SSIS catalog, I can see right here that I can configure the server-wide default logging level. This is very useful if you want to capture certain types of information consistently across all the packages that you run. Individual executions can always override this and set their own logging level, but it's handy having a very useful default. So in this case, I'm going to actually set my default to that demo logging level that I created because I always want to capture performance statistics of my packages as they run. Click OK. Let me just refresh this report to see if my package has finished running. I see that it has succeeded. I can click into the View Performance link, and because I had performance statistics being captured, I can see some statistics here. And I can see the time that it was actually spent. Now, the issue with this report is it's not granular enough. It's showing me how much time was spent. The active time for the components, I already see, based off this information, that my lookup component is spending the most time. But I can actually get to more granular information by looking directly at the tables in SSISDB. So when you log in when you log through the SSIS catalog, all the data is accessible through the SSISDB views. There's a set of catalog views that let you select and see all the different log messages. So I have some scripts here that'll run to show different useful things, like the row count for how many rows flowed through the data flow. So in this case, we see that we only actually had 10 rows, which isn't very many rows, but the package took about 30 seconds to execute, which is pretty long. So this is a useful query to just to see the row counts. These queries here, what it's going to do is get the latest execution ID of the package that I just ran. And I have two queries here. One is going to give me a breakdown of the time spent per transform, which is very similar to what was shown in that report. I'm also going to do a more detailed analysis, a breakdown of the time spent in each phase for each transform, which is really where I'm going to get the most information when it comes to performance tuning. So I'll select those, execute that. Now I see the results of my two queries. So the top window here, the top result is very similar to the report. I can see I spent almost 26 seconds in the lookup transform. If I go down to the more granular view, I actually see that all that time was being spent in the pre-execute phase of my lookup transform. Now, knowing SSIS, this would indicate that my lookup is taking a lot of time to build its cache. And knowing that I only ran 10 rows, maybe I can get a performance benefit by moving to a partial cache rather than a full cache mechanism. So this is actually exactly what we did in the real-life customer scenario. We went back to the packages and took a look at their data flow, took a look at the lookup component, and saw that they're actually running a full cache. And the reference table they were hitting was quite large, millions and millions of rows. And so they were reading that all down to build the local lookup cache when they were only processing 10 rows of data. So rather than doing a full cache, I'm going to switch it over to a partial cache mode. Click OK. Save. And now what I'm going to do is show off that new incremental package deployment feature. I'm just going to deploy this single package rather than the entire project. So I click deploy package. If I click back in the wizard, I see it's pre-selected the package that I want. I can then select my destination, review the results, click deploy. And this is going to deploy it up to the catalog. Go back. And now if I run my package again, down to projects with my packages, my import package, click execute, and I go over to the advanced page, notice that the logging level is actually automatically set to the default, the demo logging level, which is what I set as a server-wide default, again, very handy. Click OK. It's going to kick off the package. I'll bring up the report that will show me the performance or the results of this execution. Okay, the results are coming up. I click the overview report. And now I see that the package actually already succeeded in running. It took a lot less time. Let me just rerun those queries again. I'll do this and execute. And I see that now, rather than taking the 26 seconds that it was taking before, now it's taking only 129 milliseconds. The entire package took 251 milliseconds total. So I just gave myself a 100% or 100 times perf increase here, which is fantastic. My job is done, and I'm done for the day. Okay, so just a quick recap of what I went over. I talked about the custom logging features in the SSIS catalog. It lets you specify exactly what you want to log, which events you want to capture. I showed you incremental package deployment from SSDT. And I showed you some sample SQL scripts that you can run on the SSIS catalog to really zero in on the different performance issues that your packages might face. Please feel free to check out the links on the screen. This would be the MSDN documentation for custom logging. It goes into details about how to set that up and all the different options available, as well as the SSIS team blog, which has a new address that's on MSDN, and that will contain a series of posts that show off all the different SSIS features in SQL Server 2016. Thank you very much.